If it's been fair and then the clouds come and you expect rain or snow in a little while, you say the weather is...
It's changing.
All right. Anything else? It's changing.
It's going to rain.
When snow or rain is expected, you say it was something going to happen that predicted, or what else?
I don't know.
If the clouds are coming and it begins to look like rain or snow, you'd say the weather is
cold.
If rain or snow is expected, and if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you figure you may be going to have something to contend with in the near future, you might say what?
It looks like it's going to be stormy.
Stormy, all right. Would you say ever that the weather is breaking?
No. My daddy used to.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
Did your mother?
He'd say, well, the weather's breaking.
Is that so?
I believe we're going to have some fair skies.
Some fair skies?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And if it were the other way around, what kind of skies?
Oh, he'd say it was going to be... Gonna be stormy. You'd have to go get the calves in. You know, it's gonna be bad weather.
And your father was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And how old was he when he died, Margaret?
82.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
Mm-hmm. He lived a rich, full life.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of his expressions would be interesting if you could remember some of the things that he said. Just tell me some of them as we're going along, if you can think of them now. He would say that the weather's breaking. Would he ever say it's gathering?
He'd say it looked like some storm clouds are gathering.
Gathering. Would he ever say threatening?
No, he'd just look up and say, well, I believe we're going to have some bad weather.
That sums it up pretty well, doesn't it? If it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is...
It's fair.
Fair. Would he say anything different than fair or fair?
I don't know.
If you can think of any expressions that he used, be sure and let me know. If you have a kind of a heavy rain and it lasts only a little while, what would you call that?
A shower.
A shower. Anything else?
Downpour.
Downpour. Anything else?
No.
I wonder.
Some people say gully washer.
That's
you
right.
Know.
Gully washer is one of the things that is marked as something that... Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it anything like a trash mover?
I have heard that expression.
Have you? Here in Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
How about a goose drowner?
No.
How about a light wood knot floater? Nothing like that. What do you call a storm that has thunder and lightning?
A thunderstorm.
A thunderstorm?
Mm-hmm. That's about all I call it.
Do you ever call it a tempest?
Mm-mm.
An electrical storm?
Sometimes I tell Michael it's an electrical storm.
If the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind...
The wind blew all night long.
All right. If you say the wind is coming from that direction, you would say the wind is coming from the...
Coming from the northwest.
And if it's coming this way...
East.
And this way...
Northeast.
And this...
South.
All right. A wind halfway between the south and the west, you'd call what?
Southwest.
If it's halfway between the south and the east...
Southeast.
And between the east and north...
Northeast.
And west and north...
Northwest.
If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you'd say it's...
Mist and rain.
Misting rain. Anything else?
Just a light shower.
Light shower. Just a few fine drops. Can you think of anything else you might call that? Would you ever call it a drizzle?
Sometimes. Drizzle.
Or a sprinkle?
It's sprinkling on the clothes.
Or a shower. You might call it a shower.
Uh-huh.
What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river?
Fog.
Mm-hmm.